जजंती दूती भरा कृष्ण Sangam Krishnam Akavidibi Rutkirtanamayai Upasancha Prahur Yamakhila Jatutha Sramajusang Sadiva Saitanna Kriti Rati Tarangna Kripayatu.
The most worshipable
Ananta Sri Vibhusito,
decorated with endless opulences,
Madhya,
my
Sri Sri Guru Pad Padme,
Sri Sri Guru Pada Padmas,
Chattarinsho,
40th
Irodhan,
Disappearance Festival, and the worship in that occasion, we are gathering for this Bhagavat Festival. This time, the topic of our discussion will be the merciful, uplifting avatar of the Kali Yuga, Sri Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu's most intimate associates, the greatest of Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas, the topmost of the Acharyas of, within all six Goswamis, written by Srila Rup Goswami Pad, Sri Sri Stavamala book. In the commentaries to this book, Sri Sri Baladev Vidyabhushan Pad wrote,
Je Srimad Rupa Goswami Pad,
that Sri Sri Rupa Goswami Pad, that he didn't compile it in a book as it's existing now. Previously, he wrote all of these incomparable shlokas, all of these stavas, prayers. They were written by him, and later on, the greatest of his disciples, the most worshipable Srimad Jiva Goswami Charan, he took all of those priceless stavas, prayers, and then he compiled them into the chapters. So in this way, he compiled the Stavamala book.
Srimad Rupa Goswami Padir Hidaya Uddani Swasurito Esab Stav Rupa Kusum.
All of these shlokas, stavas, prayers, all of this poetry of Srila Rupa Goswami, it was blooming as a flowers in his heart. So in this way, each of these flowers in the kingdom of flowers was filled with endless nectar and honey. And being attracted by their fragrance, be like devotees, they are relishing the nectar, the honey of these flowers, and they are completely overwhelmed by prem. The writer of the book, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, he wrote the shlokas, and then later Srila Jiva Goswami Pad, he compiled them into the book. On the beginning, he included three Chaitanya Ashtakas, then Sri Krishna Stuti, then Radharani Stav, then Sri Sri Radha Krishna Stav, then Sri Sri Govinda Virudavali, and then, as described in Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Krishna's appearance Leela and further Leelas in order. In amazing, wonderful way, he wrote them in the form of shlokas, in the form of poetry. And then further shlokas, Gitavali, and further other varieties of the shlokas, then Sri Sri Lalita Ashtakam, Yamuna Ashtakam, then Mathura Stav, then Sri Vrindavan Ashtakam, then Govardhan Ashtakam, and he concluded with Sri Krishna Nama Ashtakam. So this is the order of the prayers, of the shlokas, of the chapters in this book. So before we start hearing these amazing, glorious shlokas of Srila Rupa Goswami, we'll give one example. Srila Rupa Goswami Pad was staying in Nilachal, in the kutir of Sri Sri Haridas. Every day Mahaprabhu would come there to meet them. So one day he came, and he saw Sri Rupa is writing something. He took one leaf from him and he started reading. Reading this shloka, he became completely overwhelmed. And he asked, Rup, you're writing some book, aren't you? Yes, Prabhu, Srila Rupa Goswami answered. I am. So the Siddhanta that's present in Srila Rupa Goswami's book, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu thought, it should be taken to devotees. They should all relish it. He brought all of his associates to meet Sri Rupa and Sri Haridas. Sri Rupa and Sri Haridas offer obeisances to everyone. He let everyone sit, and Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu sat in a higher seat amongst them, and Sri Rupa and Sri Haridas sat at his lotus feet. Mahaprabhu told, Rupa, read that amazing shloka of yours. Srila Rupa Goswami Pad started chanting the shloka, describing the glories of the holy name.
Karne krura karambini ghatayati karna puti basviham. Cheta prangana sangini vijayati sarvindriyana ankritim najani junita. Yad hiram ritui, kisne tibarno dui, chamatkar. Erup namir mohima hote pare.
Is it possible that someone glorifies the name in such a way? Even in the dreams, it's not possible.
Haridas Thakur nitya bolche.
Srila Haridas Thakur was dancing. Yes. The glories of the holy name can be heard from Shastra and from the lotus mouth of the devotees, of sadhus. But this kind of description I haven't heard ever. Sri Ramarai told, he's writing a book. Prabhu, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu told, yes. And also he wrote two plays. And he included Siddhanta within them. Srila Ramananda Rai started inquiring about the plays, about the qualities, descriptions of the play. So now Srila Rupa Goswami started narrating. And then Sri Ramananda Rai, he's the greatest of all the scholars. He knows everything. He knows all the Shastras. Hearing this, Ramananda Rai told to Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, thousands of mouths are required to glorify Srila Rupa Goswami's writings. It's not possible to do it just by one mouth. Thousands of mouths are required. This is not poetry. This is the flow of nectar. This is not just a poetry. It is like the flow of nectar. What the plays are describing, it's the essence of all the Siddhanta. So when these prem-giving descriptions are entering the ear holes, they are filling them with bliss. And Srila Ramananda Rai started chanting one shloka.
Parasya hidaye lagnam na gunayati jachira. Sei dhanurdharir ban nikheper proyojon ki? Je ban lakkhoke bhed kore ar jontronay matha na ghoray.
He told, what is the use of the poetry? First, what is the use of the arrow and bow? That when the arrow is released from the bow and it reaches the heart of a particular person, it doesn't create pain? And what is now then the use of the poetry? If the poetry, once reaching the hearts of the audience, it doesn't fill them with bliss? This poetry of Srila Rupa Goswami is filling the heart with the bliss. Srila Ramananda Rai told, Prabhu, without your mercy, it won't ever be possible. Is there any discussion of just some human, ordinary living entity writing the poetry? These are all the associates of the Lord. So this is only possible by your mercy. This is the fruit, the result of your mercy, that now Srila Rupa Goswami can write in such a way. Mahaprabhu told, Prabhu told, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu told, since the first time I met him, he pleased my mind, my heart. He satisfied my mind and heart. His writing is so pleasing, so sweet. Without this poetry, there is no preaching of ras. So thus, be merciful upon us, bless us, by constantly describing Vraja Leela and Vraja Ras. In other words, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu told himself that yes, it is by my mercy that Srila Rupa Goswami is able to write in such a way. If the mind of the Lord and the devotee is pleased with someone, then they are showering their mercy upon that person. So in this way, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu told, he pleased my mind, and now by my mercy, he is able to write in this way. In Srimad Bhagavatam, we can see that the mercy of the devotees is greater than even the mercy of the Lord. The Lord Himself is telling, the worship of my devotees is greater than my worship. Why? If you do worship of the Lord, then everything is done. But still Krishna is describing to Uddhav that even more than worshipping me, the worship of my devotees is to be done. Why it should be done? If we worship the Lord, then everything is included. But the answer is that those who are worshipping Achyuta, Lord Achyuta, then still the doubt will remain, shall they achieve prem or not? But if someone serves the devotees, then there is no doubt that they will certainly achieve prem. So because of that, devotees' mercy is greater than the mercy of the Lord. So this is described everywhere throughout the Shastras, throughout the Vedas. So now Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he himself confirmed that the mercy of the great souls of devotees is greater than the mercy of the Lord. He told, "You bestow your mercy upon us. Bestow your mercy upon all of us by blessing us." By writing about Vraja Leela and Vraja Prem Ras. So in this way, the poetry of Srila Rupa Goswami is filling the heart with bliss. So in the beginning of Stavamala, there are three Shri Chaitanya Ashtakams. So the first one, we heard that one of the previous disappearing festivals of Shri Guru Maharaj. So this time the topic of our discussion is second Chaitanya Ashtakam. So in the first shloka he is telling those who are learned in this Kali Yuga, those who learned in this Kali Yuga, they are worshipping the Lord that comes in the golden color. They worship, in other words, Mahaprabhu. By chanting the kirtan, or by performing of loud kirtan or sankirtan, they are worshipping the Lord. In this way they worship the Lord. And also, those who are learned, those in the fourth order of life, in sannyasa ashram, Also those who are the greatest of those in fourth order of life or sannyasa ashram, the crest jewels of the sannyasis, they're also worshipping the Lord through kirtan. So may that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bestow his great, amazing, magnanimous mercy upon us. May this Lord who comes in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Sachinandan, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Dev, who is bestowing prem just by giving his darshan, may he bestow his great, magnanimous, amazing mercy upon all us. Commenting on this shloka, our Srila Baladev Vidya Bhushan Pad, he wrote, that in Srimad Bhagavata, that is the essence of all Vedanta, we can find the very same shloka. When Nimi Maharaj was asking Navayogendras, in which yuga the Lord will appear, which name shall he take, in which color shall he appear, and in which way shall he be worshipped by the humans, by the people in that yuga? He asked those questions. So the answer was given by the greatest among Navayogendras, Shishi Karabhajana Rishi. He told, Mahaprabhu is hidden avatar. He is Krishna who came hidden within the mood and the hue of his dearest. And those who are learned, they are worshipping this form. They are worshipping this form of the hidden avatar. And now he starts describing him. Describing, he didn't tell everything openly. Something he told, something he didn't. He described the Kali Yuga avatar in a hidden way. When he comes to description of Kali Yuga, he told, O Maharaj Nimi, in this way the people of Kali Yuga will worship the Lord according to the rules of Tantra. And then he continued, what does it mean, Krishna Varna? So in the shlokas of Chaitanya Charitamrita, it has been described, so the commentary of Chaitanya Charitamrita described that Krishna, the two syllables, Krishna, were always dancing in his lotus mouth. Or that with a great bliss he was always describing Krishna. All the time the Krishna's holy name, discussion of Krishna was coming from his lotus mouth. Except of Krishna, Krishna's name Nothing else was present at his lotus mouth. In this way, he would go all the time, constantly, the flow of nectar of Krishna's holy name was coming from his lotus mouth. Those who saw him, saw his form, those who heard the holy name from his lotus mouth, although they were the sinners, the lowest persons of Kali Yuga, they were overwhelmed with prem. Or it means that he is the one that is constantly engaging Krishna's katha, that Krishna katha is constantly flowing from his lotus mouth. So now this term Krishna Varna has been taken to mean that Krishna Varna or Krishna Varnana, that someone is giving description of Krishna or chanting Krishna's holy name. But the word Krishna Varnam at the same time means the hue of Krishna, the color of Krishna. So that also we can see in the Shastra that Kali Yuga avatar, he does come in Krishna Varna or black color. So it is matching also to that conclusion. But you are also here discussing that he is giving Krishna Varnana or that he is describing Krishna, chanting Krishna's holy name. How is that? So, if this first Krishna Varnam is taken to mean that he is chanting Krishna's glories, he's chanting Krishna's holy name, then further part of the shloka describes his hue, that he is Tvisha A Krishnam. So in this way, the description goes, it covers both the description that he is chanting Krishna's holy name and glorifying Krishna, and then in the second part, his hue is given, Krishna Varnam, and then Tvisha A Krishnam, that he is coming in the hue that is not blackish, he is coming in a golden color. So now, as the hue is described, Tvisha A Krishna, meaning it is not blackish, and it can also mean not just yellow or golden, it can mean he can be white, he can be of red color. How we can say he's only golden?
Mane Aki Sastre Bhagavati.
Yes, it is described in the same Shastra, Srimad Bhagavatam, when Gargacharya describes appearance of Krishna, he's telling, O Nanda Maharaj, your son is appearing in every yuga. He's taking the form, appearing in every yuga. So there he mentions about three kinds of appearances. Appearance in a white color, in a red color, and also yellow, golden. He described white, red, and yellow, golden appearance. So he told now he appears in this black form. So in other words, he told he is not Yuga Avatar. He's telling he's coming in a black color. If you mix any other color with black, then only the black color remains. You can't see any other color. So Gargacharya told, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the Supreme Original Personality of Godhead, and all the other avatars are present within him. Narayan, Chaturvyuha, Matsya, etc. avatars, Yuga avatars, Manvantara avatars, and all the other avatars, all are present within him. But he is the complete Original Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is not Yuga Avatar. Yes, once in the day of Brahma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, he appears. Sri Krishna comes. So when the Lord comes himself, there is no need for Yuga Avatar then. So whatever is supposed to be done by Yuga Avatar will be done by the Supreme Lord himself. So this is how he now appeared in a Krishna Varna or black color. So Gargacharya is further describing that now as the Lord appears, they are his appearances present and also further on, future on. So yes, this is also described that as the Lord appears himself once in a day of Brahma, so then in the next Yuga, in the next following Kali Yuga, Gauranga Mahaprabhu comes. This is the description, the commentary of Srila Jiva Goswami, while he's commenting on this shloka. Krishna Varnam Tvisha Krishnam. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Original Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna comes personally in a Dvapara Yuga, so then, in the following Kali Yuga, the Gaur appears, Gaur Avatar appears. Why?
Radha Kanti Bhav Pizza Hut.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna himself, he had those three desires unfulfilled. So now he is taking the mood of Radharani and also her hue. So in order to fulfill those three desires, he is taking the hue and the mood of his dearest and appearing as a Gaur. So this is how he is actually not the Yuga avatar. So in this way, as has been mentioned, that there are previous and then the future appearances of the Lord, then when we discuss this appearance now in Kali Yuga, in golden form, then as mentioned previously that there are several other colors in which Lord appears and also the golden yellow one, it means that yes, in every kalpa, in once in a day of Brahma, the Lord comes himself at Dvapara, and then in the following Kali Yuga he comes in a golden form. So when Krishna comes in a Dvapara Yuga himself, then in the following Kali Yuga, Gaura comes. So this is the description. There is no confusion or there is no question, there is no doubt about it. So in this way, as those previous and future appearances in a golden carol were described, this is how it's been further explained, that this avatar of the Dvapara Yuga of Krishna, appearance of Krishna personally in Dvapara Yuga, and then further in the following Kali Yuga, the appearance of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So further, as the shloka goes, Sango Pangastra Parshadam, in Krama Sandarbha Srila Jiva Goswami has described that his Anga and Upanga means his main limbs as his transcendental body and his sublimbs of his arms, fingers, etc. These are Sanga Panga. And also these are his weapons. How is it that his limbs are the weapons, that upon having the darshan of his beautiful effulgence, his transcendental beauty of his body and his limbs, everyone is overwhelmed with prem, they are conquered with prem. But without sadhana, it's not possible to get sadhya or the goal of sadhana. In order to get prem, we have to do sadhana. Because prem is the crest jewel of all the goals of sadhana. And without sadhana, it's not possible to get prem. But only in one case it is possible. Saradhika.
Radharani darshan karen, bolen o ekti jaygay.
So it's been told that only in case if someone gets the darshan of Radharani. There is so much prem there that after the darshan of Radharani, there is no need for sadhana anymore. Just by having the darshan, the love is, the pure love of the prem is achieved. So Srila Sanatana Goswami described in Srimad Brihad Bhagavatamrita that when someone gets the darshan of Radharani, then immediately they achieve prem. And also, when someone gets the darshan of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself coming covered with the hue and the mood of Srimati Radharani, then also, just upon having his darshan, the prem is bestowed. So also in this case, without sadhana, the prem is achieved. Because he is covered with Radharani's hue. So this is why it's told that his transcendental limbs, his sub limbs, they are his weapons, that they are subduing the sinful living entities. So the sins are leaving the sinners as soon as they get the darshan of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and the prem is bestowed. And also because he was himself alone, then who were his associates or who were his weapons? It means that his transcendental body, his sublimbs, has been described, they are his associates and his weapon. These are his limbs and his weapons. This is one of the descriptions. And there is also the second kind of the description that his associates here, it means they are his devotees, like Lord Nityananda, Sri Advaita Acharya. They are also his weapons. They are his associates and his weapons. Lord Nityananda is glorified. He is famous for being the one that subdues the sinful living entities. This is one of his names also. And also, the sin and the sinners are running away upon loud roars of Sri Advaita Acharya. Hearing the loud roars of Sri Advaita Acharya, sinners and their sins are running far away.
Sutran, ei sankalpi আর এই সংকল্প নিয়েই মহাপ্রভুকে আনলেন। আচার্য অবতীর্ণ হলেন যখন।
So in this way Sri Advaita Acharya, he took the commitment to bring the Lord when he appeared.
দেখছেন পাপ পঙ্কিল কুলিকালের জীব প্রথম কুলিতে হইল ভূমিষ্ঠ আচার। প্রথম কুলি, কিন্তু কুলির শেষে যেটা হবে সেইটাই দেখছেন, তাই হয়েছে।
When Sri Advaita Acharya appeared, he could see that it's such a low, degraded state in Kali Yuga. It was just the beginning of Kali Yuga, but it seems as it's ending. It was such a low and degraded state.
Sutrang.
So then he started thinking within his merciful heart. He was thinking and thinking, how can the Lord appear? If the Lord will appear, he would then bless everyone. How shall the Lord come in Kali Yuga? He started contemplating upon it. Thinking and thinking, he remembered one shloka.
কৃষ্ণের কিছু ঘরে নাই ধন, তাই আত্মা বেচি কৃষ্ণ করে ঋণের শোধন।
So Sri Advaita Acharya remembered this shloka, where it's described that when the devotees offer little water and tulasi to the Lord, he remains indebted to them and he can't find any appropriate gift to give in return. Just upon being offered some water and tulasi, Krishna remains indebted to devotees. Krishna is considering that there is no suitable gift to give in return to little of tulasi and water that has been offered by his devotees. Someone may say, oh, what you are speaking about? He is the proprietor of endless brahmandas, universes, and he can't give something little in return? He is possessing all six opulences? But answer is no. Krishna is considering within his heart that there is nothing in his possessions that's equal to be given as a gift in return to little tulasi and water that his devotees offered. What is the gift? So what is the gift that Krishna would like to give in return? What is actually the only thing the devotees are interested in? What's the business of devotees? What is the only thing they want? This is the prema. But without sadhana, it's not possible to get prema. It's not possible to get sadhya, the goal of sadhana, without performing sadhana.
Krishna
So then Krishna decides that the most appropriate is then to offer him his own self, his own soul, himself, in return to the devotee. So in this way, when Krishna gives himself, offers himself to the devotee, then the prem is bestowed. So remembering this shloka, then Sri Advaita Acharya started offering Ganga water and tulasi leaves, manjaris to the lotus feet of Krishna. So the loud roars of Sri Advaita Acharya were penetrating through the covers of the universe and reaching Vaikuntha. So when Krishna Nath heard the loving loud roars of Sri Advaita Acharya, he was completely overwhelmed with bhakti. And he appeared himself. Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God in himself, he appeared just upon being offered Ganga water and tulasi leaves. And he came accepting the hue of Radharani. So in this way, being overwhelmed by bhakti upon hearing the loving roars of Sri Advaita Acharya, Sri Krishna himself, he appeared accepting the hue and mood of Radharani. So Sri Advaita Acharya in this way was constantly loudly roaring, and the sinners and their sins would run far away. And everyone who then got the darshan of the Lord of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu was blessed with prem. So in this way, these are the associates of the Lord. So as the shloka described, that they are the associates and the weapons of the Lord, that the sins and the sinful persons are fleeing far away. So those who are learned, intelligent in Kali Yuga, they are worshipping the Lord, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, through performance of Sankirtan Yagya.
Sankirtan Yagya Kare Krishna Aradhan.
They are worshipping Sri Krishna through performance of Sankirtan Yagya.
Seita Sumedha.
They are the intelligent ones.
Arunyajan Sab Kali Hato. Sumedha Mane Jnani Tarai Uttum Medha Tadri.
Sumedha means those who are supremely intelligent. Those ones are worshipping Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu by performance of Sankirtan Yagya. Sankirtan is loud kirtan. This is the description. When many meet together, when many gather together and loudly chant kirtan, then this is called sankirtan. So does it mean then the Shravan, Archan, Vandan, etc., there is no need for them? It seems like this then. It's been told they're worshipping the Lord by performance of Sankirtan Yagya. But in the commentary it's been told not. It shouldn't be taken only like that. All the nine processes of bhakti should be worship of the Lord. Because it has been described that all nine processes of bhakti are prem sadhana, are the sadhana for achieving prem, so devotees should perform all nine processes. So, but it has been told that they are worshipping the Lord through Sankirtan, and that only through Sankirtan the prem then can be achieved, but we shouldn't take it in that way. It also has been told in Shastra that each of the processes of devotional service is so potent that just by performing that one of the processes, that the prem can be achieved. That has been described. It's been described that by performing of just one process, for example, Srila Parikshit Maharaj achieved perfection just by Shravan, then Srila Shukadeva Goswami achieved perfection just by Kirtanam, etc. Just by one process, one of the nine processes of devotional service, these devotees achieved perfection. But in the Kali Yuga, Sankirtan is Yuga Dharma. That whatever other processes of bhakti are being performed, it means they should be performed along with Sankirtan. In the commentary it has been described that Shravanam, Archanam, Vandanam, etc., they should be performed. That we should have nishta in them, that we should be fixed in them. But in Kali Yuga, we take out kirtan, then no other process will be successful, effective. It won't be possible to achieve prem. It is because Sankirtan is the main process. Especially in this Mahaprabhu's Yuga. So this is why it has been told that those who are intelligent, they are worshipping the Lord through Sankirtan Yagya in Kali Yuga. So further on, Srila Baladev Vidyabhushan Pad commented further on, so by Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu's mercy, We'll hear about it tomorrow, and today our Bhagavad Katha concludes here.